You may not realize it, but God is moving. This is our day. This is our time. It is the time of the Christian to saddle up. It's battle time. You got mad? You should have gotten mad. I don't know. Right now I've got scripture I want to read you. I just want to read you the scripture. I don't know what God's going to do with these verses. It's just, I got two places to go, and I don't know which way to go right now. So you just kind of bear with me here. First John, the little guy. First John, chapter 1. You can either be seated there, or you can come down here. I don't know yet what's going on, so I'm going by ear, the Holy Ghost ear. I'm going by the Holy Ghost ear this morning, people. The power of God is just awesome to me. I don't know about you, but I'm so thrilled. It's just such an awesome experience to walk with God anymore. I want you to hear what 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. He says that this then is the message. I guess it is. Which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, turn to Psalms 57. Turn to Psalms 57. Listen to how this reads. Verse 4. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue is a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all of the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me. Into the midst thereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. So be it. Father, thank you for your word, which will not return void. I want to tell you this morning that you are among lions. They have teeth. And they have spears. They have digged a pit for you to fall in. But my God has said that they will fall into their own pit. And he said that you and I have fellowship with him if we are in his light. His light. Here is his light. He said, thy word is a light unto my path. People, our path, the path we are walking is illuminated by the Word of God, and His Holy Spirit is the one that guides and directs us and will not allow us to fall into the pit that the enemy has dug and planned for us. But I got news for you. He will fall into his own pit. He will be snared by his own snare because my God said he will always cause me to triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But I must stay in the light and not in the darkness. If I look and I see that even in the midnight hour when he was leading the children of Israel, it said he was a pillar of fire by night. You see, in the darkness, he was still illuminated. He still showed so that they could see how to walk. If you read the book, you'll find out that when we get to heaven, in a new heaven and a new earth, he is the light. We'll need no sun. We'll need no moon because he will be the light. Yes. This world, as you and I know it, has many facades, had many phonies, many hypocrites, many people that will say, here is Christ, there is Christ. But you and I know that he said when they cry this, that we are to be more aware than ever before, there is only one Christ, and he has not come yet.
Amen.
You see, if it were possible, he would deceive even the very elect. You know why he would deceive? Because they don't do what Timothy said. They do not study to show thyself approved. They don't draw nigh unto him, and he will draw nigh unto you. You see, the closer you get, the more illuminated he become. You remember that when he got so close to his father on the mountaintop by himself, that when he came down, Moses even, when he came down, his face was so shiny, they had to put a veil over him so the people could see him. How many veils are you wearing? Get close to God and watch what happens. Get close to God. Draw nigh unto him. Get close. Get close, and his light will light you up. You don't have to worry about somebody to witness to. Do you know why? I'll tell you. You get bright enough, and they'll come to find out what's going on with you. They'll come to find out, why are you so shiny? His glory will shine out through you. But you see, we only want a thimble when he's got more than enough to go around. When I read where he said, greater things than this shall you do because I go. Wait a minute. We aren't even doing what he did, let alone greater things. You know, listen. You say, oh, you can't say that. I can. How many blinded eyes have you opened today? How many deaf ears have you unstopped? How many lame have you caused to walk? How many dead from the red you have raised up today? Smith Wigglesworth had 14 to his credit. Documented. Oh, that was then, Pastor. My God said he changeth never. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'll tell you something else he said. Can I tell you this? He didn't just pick on the preachers. He said he's no respecter of persons. You see, our problem is we want to regulate it to somebody else. Why? Why won't you receive what he's got for you? Can you imagine? Can you not imagine walking down the street and your very shadow falling over somebody and seeing them get up? I got to tell you, I had to laugh yesterday. I was at Genesee Valley, and there was a woman, and she was pulled over in this wheelchair, and she was over here in the corner between a bunch of clothes, and she was just like that, you know. I said, you will not do that around my presence. I said, in the name of Jesus, stop! You've got the same authority that the disciples have. Why don't you act on it? Do you know why? Because the devil has told you that you're not living right. And how does he know? He's a liar. He's the father of liars. Why aren't you living right? Are you born again? Have you confessed your sin? Have you asked God to use you? Oh, you see, you have the same ability that every single... Can I tell you this morning that you have the same ability that John had? You have the same authority that Peter had. You say, you can't say that. Oh, I can't? It's a funny thing to me that when I read the roadmap, when I read the manual, it said in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19, he said, I gave you authority over all the power of the enemy. And the power of the enemy has come but to rob, kill, and destroy. But I'm come that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above that which you think or ask, according to the power that's working in you. What power? And when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall receive power. Now you want to tell me you don't have the same ability and the same authority and the same power? Guess what? Then you're saying this thing here's a lie. You're saying this is a lie. I just gave you the scriptures. And the word said God is not a man that he should lie. It's all in your ballpark. You can knock the ball out of the park, or you can pick up your bat and ball and go home. See that? Well, you ain't playing right. I'm going home. I remember them times, man. You get into a game, and because somebody got called out, I wasn't out. I beat you to that base. No, you didn't. I got there before. Well, if that's the way you feel, I'll just go home. Think about it. But he said, the enemy dug a pit. The enemy dug a pit for you to fall in. He intended to snare you, but he dug the pit. But the word said, the same pit that he dug, the same snare he set for you, was the very one that the enemy was snared by. You see, and this is the confidence we have in him. If we ask anything in his son's name, he will do it. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel. My loins I gird about with truth. I have on the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. I take up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, whereby I'm able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And having done all to stand, then stand. You want to pray the Jabez prayer? Get ready for the battle. Get ready for the battle. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you think you're going to take your stakes up and drive them in the enemy's land, and he's going to sit there and say, oh, hi diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle. You know? He's not going to give in. He's not going to sing a little nursery rhyme. He's going to come at you with everything he's got. But the word of God said when the enemy comes, then like a flood, God will raise up the standard. What is a standard? Here's the standard, people. Put the standard in your heart, in your very being, so that when the enemy comes, then like a flood, it'll come out. Why? Because your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. And out of your innermost being shall flow rivers. Change the punctuation on that. When the enemy comes in, then like a river, out of my innermost being shall flood the word to meet the enemy. You see, we want to say, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he can't come in like a flood. He has no flood. Go to the book of Revelation. What did it say? It talked about when the woman was ready to give birth, then the water carried her away from the enemy. Your enemy has no authority. You have. You have greater power. What is man that you are mindful of him? Oh, people. I'm reading one of the most awesome books I've ever read. And in this book, it makes the... And I didn't write it, so I can't take credit for this illustration. But he made the illustration that Jesus said, I mean God said, let us make man in our image. So when they created Adam, they looked at God. Oh, you can't say that. Why? What do you mean I can't say that? What does it say? Let us make man in our image. He didn't have a model to draw from, so he drew from himself. Isn't that what he said? He had no greater to swear by, so he swore by his own self. If he swore by himself, don't you think the model that he built in reference looking just like him? When he looked Adam in the eye, he looked at himself. I thought, my Lord, I never thought of that way. But then he said, he breathed. Oh, wait a minute. Brother Tim, I read another place where it said that he breathed on the disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. J-O-H-I. Holy Ghost. And they received the Holy Ghost. Then when they, wait a minute, they received the Holy, oh, you don't believe this. Listen, read your book. They received, when did they receive? When he breathed on them and told them to receive, because he didn't say anything that it didn't happen. Go to the book. What did he say? He said, light be, and there was a light. He said, sun and moon be. He said. So when he said, receive, but you see, they lacked something. They lacked something. When they went to the upper room in one mind, in one accord, and they stood there and they were praying, it said, after the days, then the Holy Ghost came down and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bic lighters began to, No. He said, flames of fire. He illuminated the upper room with his presence. He illuminated the path for them to walk. He illuminated his glory shone. You see, when they were breathed upon, they lacked the power to do. But then the power was given to them to do. Why? Because he had to see who. Listen, go back here. 500 were commanded to go to Jerusalem. He breathed and said, receive on 500, but only 120 stayed until they got it right. He would that all men would be saved, but only those that are committed will be saved. There's a lot of talk, but not the walk. You see, he is the light. And if we're going to be like him, we've got to get into the light. Can I tell you something? My wife, her name before we got married was Bonnie Batter. You know Brother Batter. But let me tell you something. When we got married, Bonnie was no longer Batter. Bonnie became Yunt. You know why? She took my name. Oh, man. Can't you understand that when he married you, you took his name? You became a Christian. You became part of the anointed one. You became anointed by God to do what he's called you to do today. You took his name, Christian, Christ-like. If you're going to take his name, can I tell you this? That everything I have belongs to her.
Yes, it does.
But I got news for you. Everything she has belongs to me. And I'm jealous over what's mine. Oh, listen. You know, go back and read it. What did he say? He said, I'm jealous over those that are mine. Isn't that what he said? And he also said, you became an heir, a joint heir with Jesus. So everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you, Ruth. Everything that Jesus has belongs to you. It is yours. Hear me this morning. If you will walk in the light as he is in the light, you are part of him. You're part of the light. I'll tell you this morning, he's more real to me. I can't believe. I ask her, I wonder if people, are there other ministers that are getting hit like I am, the way the Holy Ghost hits me anymore. I'm telling you, it's so awesome to me. I'm not bragging, I'm just thanking. Because I'm telling you, what an exciting to walk out of the bedroom and the power of the Holy Ghost wrap you up. To come out of the bathroom and the Holy Ghost wrap you up. To be sitting in a restaurant and the Holy Ghost wrap you up. To be driving a car and the Holy Ghost wrap you up. To be walking in the valley and somebody and he just wrapped. Listen, anytime you want to wrap me up, come on and wrap me up. I'm available. Because I'm going to walk in the light as he sheds it on my path. I'm not looking back. Past is a path. Ruth, Sister Ruth, you cannot change anything that happened from yesterday back. The only thing you can change is what happens tomorrow. Why? Because he said, I'll show you things to come. So you can get prepared. So can I tell you? Get prepared! You have no idea what you have begun. I'll tell you, he was looking for a place that he could mold to the way he wanted it. And he found it here. When you brought me here, I was a willing vessel. And I'll tell you something. When I was praying Wednesday night, the only thing I seen, I didn't see pews in this place, Ruth. Sister Ruth, I did not see a pew one in this place. Do you know what I seen in this place? I seen potter's wheels. I seen people sitting on the table spinning around. And I seen the light of God around them, molding them to the way he wanted it. And he wasn't just one. He went from one to one to one. And I'm praying, God, what are you doing? He said, I'm molding this place so that I can use it for my glory. You see, the light, if we will get in the light, if we'll get in the Word, then God will shine his light through you, not on you, through you. He, read what it says in Job. He said, I'll bring the light. You decree a thing and I will establish it and shine my light on it. Did not say you. Read it. He did not say he would shine his light on. Do you know why? He didn't have to shine his light on you because you should be his light in a dark world. You should be illuminated. You should be his light. You see, he's not looking for a special vessel. He's looking for yielded vessels. That's all he needs. That's all he needs. If Sister Jan will yield to him, the Holy Ghost will play that piano. If Brother Tim will yield to him, the Holy Ghost will sing. Listen. The Holy Ghost is in you, isn't he? Yes. If the Holy Ghost is in you, and he will lead, guide, and teach, and bring to your remembrance, and he will also show you things to come, How can he lead if you don't let him lead? How can he lead you? But if you be willing, if you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the fat of the land. I got news for you. The fat belongs to me. The fat belongs to me. And I'm not about to let the devil take it from me. You see, Sister Jill had to get to the place in time where some of you have still got to get. She's tired. She's fighting now. You know why? When she starts praying for others, then God will take care of hers. When you start praying for other people's husbands, he'll take care of yours. When you start praying for other people's children, he'll take care of yours. Hear me this morning. I'm telling you the truth. We need to get to the place and time where we are praying for others and don't worry about our own. Do you know why? Because God has made you a promise already about your own. So why are you concerned about your own? Be concerned about the others, but leave yours in the hand of God. Whatsoever you commit to me, I'm able to keep. Don't you think he can keep your children? Don't you think he can keep your loved ones? Then pray for the others. Have confidence in him. You see, the thing is, if Steffi will pray for a Christian man for Stefania, and Stefania prays for a Christian man for Steffi, they'll both get Christian men. Listen. It's not I got anything against singles. I don't have anything against singles. But it's just that you're incomplete without. And don't come holding hands with some girl in here. Because then me and you are going to talk. I know it. I'm just saying. You understand where I'm coming from this morning, people? You see the light that God is shedding on our path. If we will walk in this light, God will do some amazing things. I tell you, he is wanting to do. You see, he's not withholding the gifts from us. He's just making sure we can handle the gifts. Because if we can't handle the gifts, why would he give them to us? You understand where I'm coming from? If you can't handle the gifts, why would he give them to you? Hey, baby, come here. Come here to Pastor. Come here to Pastor. You're going to go on a trip. But before you go, the anointing of God is going to go with you. You're going to be the glue that holds a relationship together, aren't you? And you're going to cause that relationship to be strengthened, aren't you?
That's right. That's right.
You say, but she's just a baby. No, she's not. She's the Spirit of God. She's the Spirit of God. I turned it on today, baby.